Hello and welcome to part three in this four-part series designed to show you how to create your first Windows Store app. Part three, Navigation Layout and Views, is divided into two videos. In this first video, we'll show how to navigate between pages, how to use panel controls like the grid, stack panel, and canvas, and how to use Visual Studio for designing page layout. Let's get started. Step one, add pages and navigation. What we're going to do is take the Hello World app we built in the last section and expand it by adding a photo page. To do that, we're going to select Project, Add New Item. That's Project, and then select Add New Item. Go ahead and click that, and the Add New Item dialog appears. Under Visual C Sharp, make sure you have Windows Store selected to see the Windows Store templates. Select Basic Page, not Blank Page, Basic Page. And we're going to name our file here photopage.xaml. So we're naming our file photopage.xaml. And go ahead and click Add. And this will load our page in the designer. Now let's scroll up to the top of our page. We see our page has a title, My Application. What we want to do is change that page title. So go ahead and use your mouse to select the text, My Application. And we see in our Properties window over here that we have the page title text block. Make sure we're on the Properties view, the page title text block, and we see the text property. If we just click on the property marker here, we see an option to edit this resource. So go ahead and select Edit Resource. And here, we see an option to rename this. Let's rename our page to Hello Photo. And go ahead and click OK. Now if we switch to just the XAML view by double-clicking, and I'll increase this to 140%, if we go to the very top, we'll see that our key of app name has now changed to the resource that we added before, Hello Photo. Next, we're going to add navigation between our pages. And the way navigation works is there's a concept of frames and pages. Frame being the parent, if you will, and pages that navigate between there. And we can jump back and forth just like we would in a web browser. To navigate between pages, in Solution Explorer, double-click mainpage.xaml to open it. So we see mainpage.xaml here, just go ahead and double click. Let's double click the XAML editor to open it, and we'll just increase our font size to 140, and let's scroll down to our page where we see the greeting output text block. What we're going to do is add a button directly after this in our stack panel, and I'll just full screen this, shift alt enter to full screen, and we'll add a button tag. And let's name this photo page button. And the content for our button, this is what's displayed, will be go to photo page. Now what we want to do is add a button click event that navigates to the photo page. To do that, we can either add the XAML click event directly here, or we can also use the property window. So make sure in the property window that you have photo page button selected, and click on this to list the event handlers. And under click, we're going to add a click event called photo page button click. And hit enter. What's going to happen is this builds an event handler for us. And let's just zoom in to see this a little better. And what we can do is add a quick if statement. Make sure that our frame actually exists. And if it does, then we want to say this frame navigate. And navigate either allows us to just go to a specific page or also pass in parameters. In our case, we're not passing any parameters. So we're just going to say type of photo page. So let's go ahead and click F5 to run this. So we can see our newly added button. We see our go to photo page. It calls our button event. We see our Hello Photo page. Now, because the Photo page derives from the Layout Aware page class, it has built-in support for navigation. The Back button uses the frame history to go back to the previous page and is only shown when the frame.canGoBack property is true. So here, we can just navigate between pages, and I didn't need to add any extra code to do that. It's automatically built into the Layout Aware page class. Step 2, add controls and content to a page. Before we add controls to our photo page, we're going to review the XAML layout system and Visual Studio features for designing UI. The XAML layout system supports both static and fluid layouts. What we're going to do is look at some examples of container controls like the grid, stack panel, and canvas, and show how they have both static and fluid layouts. The XAML layout system provides various panel controls such as grid, stack panel, and canvas that serve as containers in which you arrange your content. Use a grid control to arrange content in rows and columns. The Visual Studio templates include grid controls. For example, this grid, the layout root style grid, contains two rows. The first one containing the back button and page title, and the second row, which is row 1, contains the rest of the page layout. As you can see, there are two row definitions. The first is a height of 140, and the rest is a star, meaning it takes up the rest of the available space. If we scroll down, we see that within here, we actually have another grid, and that's the back button and page title grid. As you can see, there are two column definitions. The left column, which will auto-resize based on the content, as well as the second column, and that will automatically resize based on available size. Now, both the button and text block are part of this grid. In the page title text block, we set the grid.column attach property to equal 1 to signify that we are in the second column, since the column numbers start at 0. Now, the back button doesn't include an attach property for grid.column, and what that means, it's going to default to grid.column equals 0, meaning the first column. Another commonly used control is the stack panel. So let's click on this and see this stack panel. You use a stack panel to arrange content on a single line. You can set the orientation property to stack items either vertically or horizontally. Here we're stacking 4 different images from our assets logo PNG file. The max height property specifies the values that constrain the size of this element while allowing fluid resizing. We can also set the margin property. The margin property specifies the amount of empty space around the control between the outside of the child object and the boundaries of the panel. The margin property takes 4 values, starting with the left and going clockwise, left, top, right, bottom. We can, for example, set the margin property of this particular image to add some space between the last image in the panel. By setting this to 200, we now have 200 pixels in between those two images. Now, another commonly used panel control is the canvas control. Let's scroll down so you can see this in the Visual Designer. Use a canvas when you want to control all aspects of positioning and sizing of content. In a canvas, you position elements absolutely using canvas.top and canvas.left attach properties. A canvas doesn't do any sizing of child elements, so you have to size them explicitly. To show how to position controls inside of a canvas, what I'll do is show the toolbox, and we'll drag and drop a radio button and another radio button. And let's just zoom in to 120%. And now what we can do is, as we move this item, notice the canvas.left and canvas.top properties change to be able to show where we are positioning this. And notice as I move my radio button, Visual Studio comes with visual guides that show me how to align these two controls. Now I'm going to zoom out of our view here and go to, say, 33%. And the point I want to show here is that you can use both static and fluid layouts together. For example, instead of having a static height of 300, if we delete this property, you'll notice that the container automatically resizes to take the full height of the available space in grid.row equals 1, or the second row. And we can set other properties, for example, the horizontal alignment equal to left. Now, the horizontal alignment specifies what position an object takes in relation to its parent object. And now our canvas is left aligned on this grid. Now, the width and height are fixed values measured in pixels. Now, what I can do is delete these properties, and you'll notice that our canvas automatically resizes to take as much available space in the second row. And the reason for this, if we scroll back up, is because our row definition says star, which is take all available space. To see the first row auto size, we'll increase the max height to 400, and notice that the first row has auto sized to 400, and the bottom row has taken up whatever remaining space, which is that blue canvas. Later on in the tutorial, we'll use these containers and layout properties to create a fluid layout for the Photo Viewer page. Next is XAML layout tools, In part one, we added controls to the main page by entering XAML directly into the XAML editor. But Visual Studio also includes a visual XAML designer that you can use to add and arrange controls. What we're going to do is switch back to our Hello World project, and we're going to take a quick tour of the features available in Visual Studio. Our first stop is Solution Explorer. And Solution Explorer contains all the files within our application. And as we've seen before, you can just double-click on any file to open it. Now, when this becomes large and you have a number of files, you can also use the Search Solution Explorer to search for specific pages. For example, the mainpage.xaml shows us the main page and the code behind page, mainpage.xaml.cs. Let's double-click mainpage.xaml and open up the XAML Designer, our next step in our tour. Now notice the page loaded in the XAML view. What we want to do is double-click to see the designer. The XAML Designer allows us to visualize the XAML that we're building. And you can use the Toolbox control, click on Toolbox, the top left here, and click the Pin button to pin it. And the Toolbox allows us to drag and drop controls onto the Visual Designer. Like Solution Explorer, we can use the Search Toolbox feature to search for specific controls. Let's type button, and we see all the available XAML controls. From here, you can of course drag and drop any controls onto the design surface. The next feature we want to show is our device settings. So down here at the bottom, where we see device, go ahead and click on that. And to better see this in action, I'm going to resize our designer to 33%, just put it in the middle of our page. As you'll see here, and I'll zoom in, this includes a number of different settings that we can use to simulate for our designer. For example, we can remove the Chrome, we can change the view, for example, to snapped view, to see what our application looks between these different views. We can also simulate different visual states defined in our page, like filled, snapped, and so on. And we can also simulate different display types, including all the way up to 2560 by 1440, 109 DPI. Now the next tool I want to show is the document outline. So we see it here on the left side, or also down here. And I'm going to pin this window. And I'll hide our device. So we just see our document outline on the left side. Now the document outline is a visual tree of all the controls within our page. This enables us to both arrange and navigate different controls within our page. For example, we see that we have a grid here, and we can use this I container to show and hide exactly what that grid contains. Expanding that grid shows that we have both a back button and a page title control. We can also drag and drop items to rearrange them. So for example, let's expand the stack panel. We'll just drag our button to the top, and you can see we can change the order of these button controls and even change the parent control that the button is within. Next, we're going to show off the properties window. And notice we have the button control selected. Let's go ahead and just zoom in here. And you'll see that we're listing the events. These are the event handlers for the button control, and there's a button click event. If you double click this, it would actually jump directly to the event handler. Let's switch to the properties view. And there's a lot of different property controls that we can do, and it's important to keep in mind there's different ways to navigate the properties window. The first is by category, and these are the series of categories here. We can also search by name, and this is an alphabetical list of properties for the selected button. I'm going to keep this using category for now. And like with other windows in Visual Studio, if I just start typing content, we'll see all the lists of properties that have the word content within it. Now when you're designing your app, you may drag and drop items from the toolbox onto the designer. One of the reasons people like using the property window is because it's a visual representation of the XAML. So for example, if we do a search for horizontal alignment or alignment tools, you'll see that we have a visual representation of the different properties. Here we see our button has a horizontal alignment of left and a vertical alignment of center. And we can change other properties, for example, the margin property. And this has a nice visual representation of left, right, top, down representations for the margins for the button control. The next feature we want to show is the XAML editor. Let's click on the XAML editor. We'll go ahead and just hide that window. And if we want the XAML editor to take up the entire space here, double click the XAML, and this will open up our page. I'll zoom in here just to make this a little easier to read. And we'll use Shift-Alt-Enter to go to full screen. And within the XAML editor, we get IntelliSense when we're adding attributes and elements to our page. One handy way to be able to navigate large XAML files is to right-click, select Outlining, and use the Toggle All Outlining button. And I'll just hit this twice so we continue toggling. And now what we've done is expanded and collapsed our page every time we click, so we see all the items within our Layout Aware page. At the top we see our page resources. As we expand our grid, we now easily see there's a grid, a stack panel, and a visual state manager with a series of visual state groups. Another handy feature in the XAML editor, if we just expand this and go to our button, we can right-click and select Navigate to Event Handler to jump to the code behind for this click event. Once we're in the click event, we can use the Control minus key to jump back. Let's hit Shift-Alt-Enter to get out of full screen mode. Now we can use the Visual Studio Editor features to toggle between the XAML view or the design view, as well as switch between our split pane where we see both the XAML and design view at the same time. Now, as you're using Visual Studio, you may accidentally close windows like the property window or the toolbox. To show them again, click on View and you'll see a list of windows that you can reopen again. For example, the Solution Explorer, the toolbox, or the property window. You can also use the keyboard shortcuts to be able to toggle the visibility of these controls on and off. Another feature you'll want to know about is the Reset Window Layout. So under Window, you'll see an option to click on Reset Window Layout. And what this will do is reset the window layout based on the default window layout for the environment when you first loaded Visual Studio. I'll click Yes, and notice that these windows are now collapsed. And the final handy feature is the Quick Launch window. And what Quick Launch allows you to do is to navigate all of the Visual Studio commands that already exist just by typing their names. For example, we start typing full screen, and we'll see that we have the option for menus, view full screen, or for example, if we start typing properties, we'll see Visual Studio commands for the menu command to view the properties window. Visual Studio has a lot to offer, and hopefully the quick launch video makes it easy to find the most common commands. Congratulations, you've completed the first video in part 3, Navigation, Layout, and Views. You learned about page navigation, panel controls like the grid, stack panel, and canvas, and how to use Visual Studio for designing page layout. In the next video, we'll show how to add an app bar, and we'll use Visual Studio to design a fluid layout that works well in landscape, snapped, or portrait views.